Hey there. Welcome back to What's Up. This is the podcast where I discuss the Chris Watts murder case. In this episode, I'd like to talk about the song that Bella sang to her dad, Chris, while he was driving the car. Somebody was shooting the video while Bella was in her car seat. The song is called My Daddy is a Hero. Okay, obviously, Chris is not a hero. The fact that Bella was singing My Daddy is a Hero to him is unbelievably ominous and the stuff of just horror movies, because you know what ultimately is going to happen to Bella at the hands of her father. So the song goes, "My daddy is a hero. He helps me grow up strong. He reads me books. He ties my shoes. If you're a hero through and through, my daddy, daddy, I love you." And she sings it, and it's so adorable that you just want to cry because you know what is going to ultimately happen to her. It's sick. How do you hear some kid sing that you're a hero and then murder her? What kind of person does that? I mean, that's not even a person. That's like a monster. It's so strange. How is this even possible? And you feel so sorry for this kid because she has no idea. And you think that Shanann, you know, posts everything on Facebook and they show this little girl who's 4 years old in her car seat singing to her dad with absolutely no idea what's on his mind. And it makes me wonder, when did he come up with this idea? Was this a preconceived notion? Now, I don't doubt that Chris had planned to kill Shanann. That was a plan. No argument there. That was premeditated, and he not only was charged with this, but he confessed that this was a plan. It was premeditated first-degree murder. As for the kids, I believe he also confessed to first-degree murder. In other words, there was a plan. It was not a crime of passion. It did not happen on the fly. It happened because he put pen to paper and said, "This is what I'm going to do. And this is how I'm going to do it." So he thought ahead of time. Now, I also had said in a previous episode that maybe he wanted to kill Shanann because, let's face it, people who love each other can end up hating each other very easily. It could turn on a dime. So maybe he wanted to kill Shanann but didn't want to kill his kids. So maybe Bella came into the room when he was wrapping Shanann in a sheet. And Bella said, "What's wrong with mommy?" And Chris is like, "Oh, fuck. Now I have witnesses." So maybe he could, you know, I don't know. I mean, he's got to get rid of the bodies. He's got to get rid of the witnesses. And you think about it. I remember there was a movie with Jeremy Piven. I'm sorry, I forget the name of the movie. I could look it up. But there was a movie where they were in Vegas celebrating a bachelor party. And, of course, they got a hooker to come to their party in a hotel room. And somehow, the hooker was accidentally killed. So then, they had to cover this up. And then a police officer came to the room to investigate. They had to kill the police officer. And all of these people, one after the other, ended up having to be killed, all to cover up the fact that they accidentally killed the hooker. You know, they say in crime, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up. That's what gets you. So I have always wondered, did he really mean to kill his daughter who sang, "My daddy is a hero, he helps me grow up strong, he reads me books, he ties my shoes, if you're a hero through and through, my daddy, daddy, I love you." Did he really mean to kill her? This is the man that did bicep curls while he was holding her and doing bicep curls, and he was doing push-ups, and she was on his back while he was doing push-ups, and she was giggling and laughing, and he's having the time of his life, and he's singing, "Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog, hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog," in front of her crib. This is the guy that wants to murder her. I don't know. Again, the reason I began this podcast and the reason I spent 2 years analyzing this case is because I just do not get it. The only thing I do get is if you're a parent, maybe you're overwhelmed, you're overwrought, you're overworked, you're tired, you're exhausted, you're frustrated, you're financially strapped, and you're just over it. So no matter how cute your kids are, you're like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm done. I want my freedom. I'm done taking care of kids. I'm done changing diapers. I'm done carrying around EpiPens and all this bullshit I have to do and making their lunch and giving them baths and all this crap. Maybe he just wanted to break those chains and say, I am through. So no matter how much his daughter loved him and no matter how much he loved his daughter, and I genuinely believe that he did love his daughters, and I genuinely believe that he loved his wife even if he stopped loving her. But maybe he was just like, I am done. I don't care how cute she is. I am through. So he may have been a hero, but he was not a hero through and through. And that's for damn sure. Well, Bella, rest in peace, Bella. Rest in peace, Celeste. Rest in peace, Shanann. And rest in peace, baby Nico. Your father and your husband was no hero.